Burma is accused of crimes against humanity. A Nigerian pastor watches his family members die. And Russian children are seeing modeled spiritual lives. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Karen people of Burma have faced decades of suffering at the hands of the military government. Unfortunately, there's no hope in sight. International human rights groups are calling their actions crimes against humanity. Rich Lively is a missionary with the Mission Society in Thailand and says,
"Make no mistake, their goal is to completely wipe out the Karen."
Lively says they're helping the Karen, who have migrated further south into the jungle regions, where they've created new villages.
"We do medical clinics every month where we go out into very remote villages and try and offer basic care that we can with medical personnel. We provide children's homes that are staffed by Karen. Our goal is always to make sure the Karen are leading themselves."
Lively says it's all done to help them share the gospel.
"We want to just continue to show them the love of Christ. And as our leaders do the same thing, they'll be curious and say, wow, this is different than the way we've been treated before. What is it? And of course, they know we're Christian. We share them."
Next, more news of attacks on Christians in Nigeria. Compass Direct News reports Pastor James Musa Reich lost his 35-year-old wife and 13-year-old daughter when Muslim thugs attacked Karum May 4th. As Reich prayed with his dying daughter, she told him the militants wanted to kill her to see how her Jesus would save her. She said Jesus already saved her and killing her would only allow her to be with him. In all, 16 died, including 12 kids. Pray that seeds of the gospel were planted in these Muslim hearts. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2 months ago, we introduced you to a project to reach 140,000 exiled Tibetans with godly family life training. In just a few weeks, Pioneers has seen great success. The local refugee camp leader previously denied more than 80% of Pioneers' community development efforts, yet has taken personal risk to make sure that the Trelwa project is seen through. Parents have hailed the media project as useful and deep and take care of youth. Doors are open for the gospel. Next, in 2009, a team took the gospel to an isolated, illiterate group in Kyrgyzstan for what's believed to be the first time. Now, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says the team's making the trek again for follow-up and more audio Bibles.
"They have to drive off-road for about 3 days. They hike for 4 days. They hit one settlement, and then they take another three-day hike. This is truly a forgotten people."
The extreme isolation poses a safety threat, but
"the believers in Kyrgyzstan, along with our friends who have helped coordinate this project there, are willing to take that risk because they really believe these people need to hear about Jesus."
ASM is providing solar-powered audio players loaded with scripture.
"This is one of those projects that God has really just put every single thing in place, and the only thing that we're waiting on right now is His supply of funding for some of the players that will go to these people."
You can be an answer to prayer at our website. In the meantime, pray for safety for the August trip. And orphans, kids without homes, children who've known nothing but war. What hope do they have? Probably very little unless someone's willing to rescue them. Russian Ministries provides that respite for thousands of kids in the former Soviet Union every summer through week-long camps. Sergei Rakuba says young Christian leaders from the region counsel at their Summer of Hope.
"They have an opportunity to spend time with those needy children and show them the model of spiritual life. Also, they share them the story of grace, the story of Jesus. And that's why we call this summer the Summer of Hope, because we plan at least 5,000 children will have an opportunity to hear the gospel."
Kids play games, have fun, and learn about Christ. $50 covers food, accommodations, and a free Bible for each kid.
"That could be a beginning of a new life, not just for the child, but for their family, for their future."
You can make an eternal difference. Go to our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know, Sammy Tippett's offering you a free book called Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that will enable you to pray effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or just go to the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.